and the right approach for the right type of medicine is to make the container sweet and appealing, but the content bitter and healing. And the biggest quality of the system is to hinder what is most intuitive and natural, and facilitate what is most counterintuitive and unnatural. And it would be effortless to be in nature, but since we are born detached from her, we have to make an effort to reattach ourselves to her. Ultimately, the nightmare of progress, like a ghost, perpetrates every corner of our nature. And inadvertently, we are bent by our bureaucratic tasks, while only back in nature we can recover our head up. Intervention after intervention, we are finally in control of a totally raped and numbed spirit. And no matter how heroic we can be, the system will always hail the most conformist ones as its heroes. And the more the machine is efficient, the bigger is the split between what is machine processed and what is not. And our duty within the system can be okay, but it can never be as liberating as our duty for society back in nature. And we are only left with the macabre spectacle of not only production being automated, but also consumption. And work per se is not unnatural. The problem is the specialization that is enforced onto us. And what is expensive is not the life of all humans, but the lust for luxuries of certain humans. And where the machine keeps on exploiting, the only natural continuity we can find is within us. And ultimately, we have to pour ourselves back into the system, but we shall do so with our own autonomous system. And we choose the new way and irremediably lose the old way, but even in the new way, a new old way can be found. And where there is power, there is going to be irremediably policing. Hanging on, waiting to like or to be liked, we exasperate our hedonism to the point of self-destruction. We must acknowledge that when the time for our healing comes, we are already sick. And with the intention in the end of leaving our legacy in the form of organism, at the most we leave skeletons. And in the end we cannot transplant anything without in the end transplanting its full ecology. And we are either assisted to climb a mountain, or we shall rather climb a hill by our own self. And the fundamental question is whether laws are really for the citizen or to keep the system put. When most is superficial, we ought to pervade it with rawness. And through science, we may know more, but no less on how to handle such knowledge. And deep inside, we are all ready to mess up again the straight lines cutting through our nature. And the biggest crime is not committed against private property, but it is committed by private property, appropriating itself of what was once common. And at the core of our understanding is our primitive nature, from which all can be and should be deducted. And the meaning making by sharing our passion, it is until it lasts. And in the new paradigm, the pioneers of the former paradigm will be last in line. And all in all, it is not back to agriculture, but to a Paleolithic type of adventurism that we shall aim at. And since the nation state itself became the monument, no other monuments are allowed within but the ones celebrating it. And the level of aggression does not matter, but we just have to keep on hammering against the prison cell in which our nature has been confined. And when fighting for freedom, we cannot spread out, but have to make an effort to concentrate our forces to have greater impact. It is working in the field that we can learn to survive and eventually thrive back in the field. And the more humans build their spaceships on Earth, the more the Earth is impoverished and humans will have to take off. And there is no interest on the part of the state to progress, but to regress to a point in which the state can progress unhindered. And the question really is whether we want to save nature by strengthening the system and weakening ourselves, or by strengthening ourselves and weakening the system. And shooting indiscriminately is what civilization teaches us in order to reach our goal. And there is never any racism involved, but the emptiness of a technologically more advanced civilization taking over a richer, older one. And since there are no longer any ancient trees for our social gatherings, local cultures connect as one. And temptation into a new paradigm may in fact be the way to get back to our own old paradigm enforced. And it is not so much material, but the fact that they cannot take its full shape because of all the boundaries around it. And in the end, it is who has regained his roots into nature that has to provide feedback to those who are completely uprooted. And we have been taken from the normal and put into the abnormal and made to believe that the normal is abnormal and vice versa. And if religion was the opium of the people, now opium is the opium disabling people to revolt against the system. And the regular being part of the regiment comes as an interruption of the natural flow we ought to be disciplined to reestablish. And paradoxically, the fact is that we need technology in order to maintain our relation with nature. And forcing ourselves through the linear cuts opened by civilization, a cut opens within us. And there are narcotics that put us to sleep unaware of the corruption around us, and there are narcotics that makes us aware of them, and those we can stimulate from within us. And there are two energies, one that goes in depth and one that stays in the surface, and we ought to choose. And it is not about collecting the content of life, but engaging with it and because of it becoming a better container for a new life. And ultimately the highest act of generosity is to share without taking any credits to become more powerful. And there is no punishment in the way we will die, but only gratitude in the way we have been living. And it is not that we have regimented others, but that we have allowed being regimented to regiment others. And why party should be so extreme when partying should be part of our daily living. And only by being independent we can truly manifest ourselves in all our humanness. And in the past it was sufficient to drop out of civilization, not to be attacked, but now that we can be attacked in the wilderness, it is the wilderness that ought to attack civilization. And perhaps our duty is to document the last burst of technological progress so as to allow the future to remember its folly. And the question is whether it is worth to maintain the tools for propaganda, to do counter-propaganda when needed. And it is not so much about taking care of the environment, but about taking care of ourselves so as to be a better part of it.